on a darkling plain. I was about to argue with him, or whatever poet he was quoting, but I was cut short by our arrival at the hotel. As I descended from the cab, my eye caught the figure of a man approaching us. He was leaning heavily on a cane with his right hand and limping awkwardly. I focused my glance and could see that he appeared to be about my height and weight, but dressed neither like a gentleman nor a student. He was sporting a bob hat and a sack coat. His trousers badly needed pressing and his shoes polishing. His head was down, and what few glimpses I caught of this weathered face and gnarled hands indicated an ungentle past life. He hobbled quickly up to us. "Mr. Sherlock Holmes, Dr. Watson." "We are," I answered. "How may we help you, sir?" He stretched out his hand, and instinctively I took it. The fellow may have been unsteady on his feet, but his hand was strong and firm. "Please, gentlemen, forgive my accosting you so rudely, but I am in desperate need of your help. I have read about you, Mr. Holmes. I heard that you were here in Oxford and staying at this hotel, and I've been waiting for you all day. What I have to tell you does not just affect me, sir. The future of the university could be damaged for years to come." "Could it indeed?" said Holmes. "Very well, then, sir, please enter with us. The hotel is still serving tea. I will hear your case and let you know if I can be of assistance."